This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Rejoicing across the land.
The new mask rules for fully vaccinated Americans.
And after the big announcement,
season 19 is going to be my last season.
Could Tiffany Haddish be the new Ellen?
I'm the host, Tiffany Haddish.
And what Oprah asked Ellen today.
How are you actually feeling?
Then, Pee-wee football outrage.
Uproar over the epic collision between two small boys.
Plus, Idol apology. The frontrunner booted from the show over this shocking video. Then, backseat driver. The cops impounded his Tesla, but that's still not stopping him.
Backseat Tesla.
Plus, the coffee order driving baristas crazy. Can you believe 13 ingredients? It's called the Edward. Now meet Edward.
To the Edward.
And.
Ooh, that's funky.
Grooviest weather report ever. Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. A momentous announcement from the CDC today. Fully vaccinated people can now safely stop wearing masks indoors in uncrowded spaces. Hooray for that. As Amber Cagliano reports, this is the news that millions around the country have been waiting for.
The nation is celebrating today our liberation from masks. Joyful citizens took to social media to kiss their masks goodbye. In a flash, the song Let Freedom Ring became the anthem of the day. Let freedom ring. In Congress, senators danced and waved their masks.
We have all longed for this moment.
The news we've all been waiting for came just after 2 p.m.
Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing.
The announcement's so huge, the networks broke into regular programming.
Masks won't be required indoors or out.
So why are so many of us still wearing masks when we walk outdoors and there's no crowd around? It seems lots of people are still nervous about ditching the mask, even when the CDC says it's safe to do so. Why are you still wearing a mask?
Because I'm not sure what other people are doing. I want to feel safe.
Gail King asked Dr. Fauci today to clear up the confusion.
I think we all either feel guilty or we feel it's not time or we see everybody else doing it. It's monkey see, monkey do. Is it? Do you really think it's okay? Because I still feel judged. I feel people are giving you the side eye.
We've got to make that transition. If you are vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask outside. If you are going into a completely crowded situation where people are essentially falling all over each other, then you wear a mask. But any other time, if you are vaccinated and you are outside, put aside your mask. You don't have to wear it.
Meanwhile, Ohio just announced what might just be the best incentive yet to get vaccinated. A shot at $1 million.
Ohio is offering its residents a shot at winning $1 million along with their COVID vaccine shots.
State is going to give five people $1 million each in return for getting vaccinated as part of a weekly lottery.
The odds of winning the vaccine lottery? 1 in 5 million. Way better than winning the Powerball lottery.
The Powerball ticket that we all love to play. The odds of this are 1 in 300 million. So this is substantially better.
Meanwhile, across the USA, it's time to celebrate. Let freedom ring.
The CDC clarified that vaccinated people should still wear masks in crowded indoor spaces like hospitals or airports and on buses, planes, and trains. Ellen DeGeneres has given her first TV interview about her decision to end her talk show. And no sooner did she make that announcement that speculation began over who might succeed her. Jim Murray reports it could be someone who recently filled in for Ellen, Tiffany Haddish.
Could this be the new Ellen? Published reports today claim comedian Tiffany Haddish is the frontrunner to replace Ellen DeGeneres. 41-year-old Haddish filled in for Ellen just 4 weeks ago.
I'm like Ellen, but Jewish.
One NBC executive was quoted as saying Haddish was at the top of the list, calling the actress a fresh voice. She's also getting great reviews, hosting the CBS show Kids Say the Darndest Things.
Taylor Swift is my friend. I could call her right now.
I believe it when I see it.
Tiffany would be a fantastic choice. It's unclear whether she's interested. She has a very busy film and TV career at the moment, and whether she would want to tie herself down to the daily grind. And
meantime, a defiant Ellen DeGeneres says she still can't believe she was accused of bullying and turning a blind eye to a toxic workplace.
I mean, I really didn't understand it. I still don't understand it. It was too orchestrated. It was too coordinated.
Ellen spoke to the Today Show's Savannah Guthrie after making the emotional announcement that she will end her show after next season.
This show has been the greatest experience of my life, and I owe it all to you.
There are probably people who are thinking, how could you not know? And if you didn't know, should you have known?
I don't know how I could have known when there's 255 employees here and there are a lot of different buildings. Unless I literally, you know, stayed here, you know, until the last person goes home at night.
Ellen shared that, yes, the recent crisis surrounding her show has taken a toll.
I'm not bulletproof, and no, I don't have a thick skin. I mean, I'm extremely sensitive, you know, to the point of it's, you know, not healthy how sensitive I am.
Ellen was spotted running errands in Montecito. She says she believes she was unfairly targeted because she's a woman.
It was really interesting because I'm a woman, and it did feel very misogynistic.
Today, her friend Oprah Winfrey, the one-time queen of daytime TV, asked how she's holding up.
I just wanted to be here for you on camera, off camera, to support you. How are you actually feeling, though?
I was okay until I started talking, and it became real, and then obviously I got emotional, but I'm feeling good.
Through the years, Ellen has paved the way for iconic moments. Dancing to Uptown Funk with Michelle Obama. There was also that amazing selfie at the Oscars. In 1997, she made history coming out as gay on her sitcom, Ellen.
I'm gay.
Today, reaction would be no big deal. But back then, ads were pulled and her show was eventually canceled. Ellen says today's career crisis reminds her a lot of her earlier one.
My therapist is like, you know, very few people go through such huge public humiliation twice in a lifetime.
Even though Ellen's announcement is making a lot of headlines, her talk show won't actually end until the end of the television season in 2022. Now the hit so hard, even the NFL called it out. That's because it happened in peewee football. Stephen Fabian on the tackle that has got so many people upset.
Outrageous. That's what people are calling this collision between two boys during peewee football practice. You can see the ball carrier lower his head, then slam into the other kid's head, knocking him down. The boy from the Weddington Titans peewee team in North Carolina looks shaken.
You're good.
The collision between the two boys happened last fall, but the video is just now coming to light. It was shocking and potentially dangerous. The peewee league launched an investigation, and the coach has been removed from his position.
This was deemed not an acceptable drill for this age group or the experience level of these players, said a statement. There is now growing condemnation from the sports world.
Happened during a drill. Oh, it's causing online outrage.
ESPN personality Taylor Twellman says whoever is responsible for this should be put in jail immediately. Dr. David Wang specializes in sports medicine.
The most likely injury would have been, you know, a concussion when you have that amount of force that you kind of get hit to the head.
Wow. One former pro football player tweeted that that hit was exactly the reason he didn't allow his kids to play football until he retired and could be there to personally make sure He was coached safely. One of the finalists on this season's American Idol is out, and it has nothing to do with his singing. He's left the competition and is apologizing after the appearance of an old video in which he is beside someone who seems to be wearing a Klan hood.
American Idol bombshell. One of the show's top contestants, 16-year-old Caleb Kennedy, is dropping out of the competition after video of him surfaced on social media. The short clip shows the teen sitting next to someone wearing what appears to be a white Ku Klux Klan hood.
Caleb, congratulations.
Last week, Caleb advanced to the final five of the singing competition and was a favorite to win the whole thing, until now. Last night, he apologized. I want to say sorry to all my fans and everyone who I have let down. He says the video was not meant to be taken in that way. Caleb's mom says the video was taken when he was 12 years old after he watched the movie The Strangers, Pray at Night. It had nothing to do with the Ku Klux Klan, but I know that's how it looks. Caleb doesn't have a racist bone in his body. He loves everyone and has friends of all races, she says. Now the show is down to its five finalists. Make that four.
Caleb says he's going to take some time off of social media to, in his words, better himself. Tesla has made it clear their self-driving car should be operated with a person behind the wheel. And when a highway patrol officer saw a Tesla with the person in the back seat, he didn't waste a moment to pull him over.
You're not seeing things. This guy is sitting in the back seat while his Tesla is driving up and down busy streets on autopilot.
Isn't this cool?
No, not cool, according to the California Highway Patrol, who arrested 25-year-old Param Sharma for reckless driving. He spent a night in jail, and his Tesla was impounded for a year, but he went right out and bought another.
If you're using it properly on roads that autopilot was designed to be used on, it is definitely not reckless. It is safe.
Sharma says he's been a backseat Tesla driver since 2018, but he recently drew attention to himself with posts on social media, staring at passing cars from the backseat of his driverless car. Dozens of crashes involving Teslas on autopilot are under investigation, but that doesn't faze him. The Tesla autopilot is not supposed to operate without someone in the driver's seat, but Sharma says he overrides the controls by keeping the seatbelt buckled and the door closed and climbing out of the seat.
If you just take the belt off and you put the belt back on without it on your body, it actually tricks the autopilot into thinking there's a human there.
Tesla drivers post videos doing all sorts of things, playing games, eating snacks, taking naps, with their feet dangling out of the window, but usually all from the driver's seat, until now.
Whoa, that's a police. He didn't even notice, dude. What a
Sharma came close to being nabbed again by San Francisco cops during our interview.
Oh, dude, the police is behind us.
He quickly clambered back into the driver's seat, which is right where he belongs.
I just think you guys can't understand me, man.
Mr. Sharma claims that he has driven 40,000 miles on California highways in Teslas, mostly from the back seat. He's due in court on July the 6th. The forecast is weirdness. Look at what happened when a technical glitch led to a really trippy weather forecast.
This meteorologist is delivering her forecast. Suddenly, whoa, there are dozens of her.
Ooh, that's funky. What is going on?
Minneapolis weather reporter Jennifer McDermott leads a train of clones across the screen.
Do you guys want one Jennifer or two Jennifers?
The technical glitch left her in stitches. The Today Show had some fun with the mishap.
Well, that kind of stuff doesn't happen here.
No, never.
Right, Al?
No, never. Never. Well, look, I'm Neo from The Matrix.
As for Jennifer, well, she can't stop laughing.
I have no idea what that was, but that was brilliant.
Yes, it was. We'll be back with more Inside Edition right after this.
Next, the coffee order driving baristas crazy. Can you believe 13 ingredients? It's called the Edward. Now meet Edward.
Do the Edward.
And flipping out. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all. And tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
The Josh Duggar scandal.
He's a predator.
Next, Inside Edition. Exclusive. The embattled reality TV star is denying federal child porn charges. What she says he did to her will shock you.
What exactly happened between you and Josh?
Then, the 4-year-old girl shot in the leg in Times Square, carried away by a hero cop. Her parents speak out. Next, Inside Edition.
How would you like to be the Starbucks barista who gets this order? 13 different ingredients in a single coffee. It's actually now become a very popular drink. But as Lisa Guerrero reports, it's also making servers' heads spin.
It's the Starbucks drink that's driving baristas crazy. Look at the recipe for the Edward, named after the guy who ordered it. 5 bananas, caramel drizzle, whipped cream, 7 pumps dark caramel sauce, 1 pump honey blend, heavy cream. Woo! It goes on and on. 13 ingredients in all. Josie Morales was working at Starbucks when he got the order for the Edward, and he could not believe it. He posted the recipe on social media with these words. On today's episode of Why I Wanna Quit My Job. The recipe quickly went viral. Suddenly, across the USA, obnoxious customers everywhere were ordering the Edward and driving Starbucks baristas nuts. Josie ended up being fired for violating the company's social media policy.
Do you have any regrets about posting the picture?
No, because I feel like it brought some light upon like how crazy, you know, orders can be.
So who started the crazy craze? This guy. And yep, his name really is Edward.
People are gonna look at this and they're gonna say, what kind of jerk orders something like that from a barista, a hardworking barista at Starbucks?
So I don't consider myself a jerk, especially if you tip well. So, you know, $5 tip, I feel like that's probably almost 30%.
Our cameras were there when the now ex-barista met Edward for the first time since that jaw-dropping order.
This is Josie.
How you doing?
What's up, man? How's it going?
Nice to meet you, man.
It's bygones be bygones. Meantime, the Edward is now the coolest drink out there. At Tanner's Coffee in Culver City, California, they showed us how it's done.
All right, today we're going to be making the Edward. We're going to start with the bananas, because there's 5 of them. Ingredient number 2, extra caramel drizzle. You can't have too much. You don't want to see through the cup.
And after a lot of work.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
To the Edward.
But if you're watching your waistline, be warned, the Edward is not exactly a diet drink. It has 1,000 calories. Take a look as Taryn Burke, a former cheerleader with the University of Central Florida, goes head over heels again and again and again. She says she's been doing gymnastics since she was 3 years old and doesn't look like she's about to stop. When we come back, all fall down.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Finally today, this man was looking forward to a relaxing day out on the porch. And then this happened.
Let's just test out this brand new hammock.
Could you imagine if this thing breaks?
Bet you know what happens next.
Good thing he's laughing. And that is Inside Edition for today. I'm Deborah Norville. Thank you for watching. We'll see you again next time.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.